Higham claimed that both standard chiefs, Farish and Teagle, were mesmerized by Germany and were close associates of IG Farben's president, Hermann Schmitz. The person who authorized the masking of Standard's shipping through Panamanian registry was the Undersecretary of the Navy, James V. Forrestal, also a vice president of General Aniline and Film, GAF. Another aspect of Bormann's flight capital program concerned Hermann Schmitz, who, as a director of Tyson's steel empire, owned companies in neutral Sweden along with other German firms. Schmitz's Swedish firms built ships and transported coal and coke. A further example of masked investment was the money paid into the Swedish shipping firm of Rederi AB Skeppsbrunn, which received a German-guaranteed loan of $3 million, in which the vessels were mortgaged to the lender, explained Paul Manning. Although the Swedish company remained officially the owner of the vessels, the Hamburg America Line, part of Prescott Bush's holdings, was the real owner. It is bad enough that the Bush family helped raise the money for Tyson to give Hitler his start in the 1920s, but giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war is treason, declared Nazi prosecutor Loftus. The Bush's bank helped the Tysons make the Nazi steel that killed Allied soldiers. As bad as financing the Nazi war machine may seem, aiding and abetting the Holocaust was worse. Tyson's coal mines used Jewish slaves as if they were disposable chemicals. There are 6 million skeletons in the Tyson family closet, and a myriad of criminal and historical questions to be answered about the Bush family complicity. Along with the desire to create a Nazi-directed European economy, Martin Bormann and his henchmen also drew up plans to create a new generation of National Socialists, beginning in Germany but with an eye toward other nations. Heimschulen, or homeschools, were created within Germany to train youngsters in the techniques of explosives and sabotage, as well as how to live and act in foreign countries. In the spring of 1943, the curriculum of these schools was changed slightly, stated Kurt Ries. This was logical, for since the leaders of the Third Reich no longer expected to win this war, they now began to put the accent on the work that would have to be done after the war. Instead of developing spies and saboteurs, these schools were put to the task of developing workers for the coming underground.